Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have Kathleen Abernethy's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kathleen is a friend of ours. She is Executive Vice President with Frontier Communication, and she's here to talk to us about something new that's happening that's connected to something we've talked about in the past and something that I want to continue to talk to you about because I'm really proud of what they've done to what they're doing with a new program to help what I call the folks out at the last mile on Main Street. She's our good friend, Kathleen Abernethy. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be with you.
Good to have you back. You know, Kathleen, you've heard the term flyover America.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the term small town America. You've heard the term, you know, country, people out in the sticks in the country and that kind of thing. Well, that's heartland America. And there are so many wonderful places out there where real live unpretentious Americans live and are making things happen and are helping to drive the economy and are serving their customers and their communities, but they don't get on the radar very much, do they?
They do not. And so first, thanks for all you do to get them on the radar and to showcase all the good things about small-town America and rural America and how important they are. And through this prize campaign, we're trying to give them a support and our love, let them know we care, let them know that we want to see them do more and provide more jobs and start more small businesses.
So so the program that you have is to help focus on these communities. You call it America's Best Communities. This is where you're asking the communities to marshal their forces to come up with ideas on that whatever that community needs to take them to the to help them ratchet up their competitive level a little bit and get the things that they need to improve their economy, to improve their communities. You're asking the community leaders, not small businesses necessarily, but the community leaders, which could include small business owners,
correct,
probably do, to tell you what they need.
Exactly. What it is, it's a prize competition, and they get together, you know, the local, maybe the local chamber with some of the smaller business or entrepreneurs in their small community and say, here's our vision for our community, here's what we want to do. And if we can win one of the prizes of $3 million, $2 million, or $1 million, we can make a difference in our community, we can fulfill this dream we have, and we can turn a corner and create jobs for our or improve lives or lifestyle
right
in our town.
So you and your partners, which includes Dish Networks and
CoBank,
those three at least, maybe more, have come together. And over a period of 3 years, you're going to give, what is it, $10 million?
A little over $10 million in prizes and other rewards. So the first group, you know, will probably get over 150 applicants. First group will narrow it down to 50 communities, and they will get $50,000. They'll be assigned what we call an adopt-a-community company, a company to mentor them. And they'll spend about a year pulling together and refining their proposals. And then after that, we'll narrow it down to the top 16 who'll make presentations, then down to 8, and then finally the grand prize winners. And over this period of time, they'll come up with some great ideas that we'll be sharing with everyone on our website.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Sort of a pay it forward. We're not going to keep.
And see, this is one of the reasons, folks, why I wanted to talk about this on my show and let you know about this. Because Kathleen's agreed to come back, she and her folks have agreed to come back and keep us posted. Because I want to be able to share what these communities are doing on the show. In fact, In fact, Catherine, if we can get it worked out, you're going to introduce us to some of these community leaders so they can talk to my audience about what they're doing in their communities to grow their economies, and mm-hmm. so that my, you know, the other folks listening on my show can get some ideas from them.
That's exactly right. They want to talk about what they're doing and how they're making changes. They want all of small town America, rural America, to get creative and dream big.
Now, and the money and the gifts and the support, all that stuff that you're putting together, there's no strings attached. Once they earn it, I mean, they get it. It's not a loan. It's not. It's a gift. It's a gift, isn't it?
It's a gift, but it's a gift that benefits all of us because rural America fundamentally is great for all of us. So we look at this as, why wouldn't we do this? Why wouldn't we want the backbone of America to be stronger, to, you know, create more jobs? Because it's a critical part of our country, and we forget that.
And you know, Kathleen, my audience will realize, well, they'll identify with this and recognize this. I've been complaining for a long time now that too many organizations, big organizations, especially the Wall Street crowd, have not been investing back into the Main Street economy. And when I see people doing what you guys are doing, this is music to my ears, because this is what Main Street needs. Main Street needs people. We're not asking for a handout. We just want you to do business with us. Give us a chance to show up at the party and play. Let's come and play in the backyard. That's all we ask for.
That's it. This is not a handout. This is seed money to grow businesses and grow opportunities and improve lives. That's all it is.
And it could be for infrastructure. It could be for community infrastructure. So then they're going to wind up with, and over, what is it, 2016, you're going to announce the top three winners?
So we're going to announce the top 50 winners in 2015. At the end of 2016 is when we will be narrowing it down to the very, very top winners. And early 2017, the millions of dollars are provided. But in the meantime, every single community that competes gets access on our website to some of these tools and resources we put together.
Right.
So
we're trying to make sure
that everybody benefits.
Everybody knows. Now, there's big doings going on.
There are today.
You got a big announcement coming up. When we come back to these messages, folks, we're going to let Kathleen make a big announcement. They picked up a real important supporter of
thanks.
Who cares about the last mile of Main Street? And we'll be talking about that with Kathleen Abernathy with Frontier Communications right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.